The Greek-Persian Wars. In one account by a fragmentary Greek writer Dinon, the reason why the Persian king Darius launched the first Persian campaign against Greece was in fact his love of Attic figs. Herodotus instead pictures Darius lying in bed and his wife pleading with him to show that he's a real man by annexing Greece to his empire. Her apparent reason is that she wants Greek servant girls to wait on her, though in fact she's fulfilling a promise made to a Greek doctor who'd earlier cured her. Needless to say, neither of these stories can be taken at face value. Instead, they form part of a tradition that seeks to belittle Persian motives, showing how casually and how for such frivolous reasons such a decision might have been made. Beyond these anecdotes, Herodotus shows a slow drift towards war across the books of his histories, as more and more individuals cross between the Persian Empire and the Greek world, all motivated by their own self-interest, but all drawing the two worlds closer to conflict. Eventually, the fuse for the first round of conflict is lit, when the representative of the Greek city of Miletus, one of the cities on the coast of Asia Minor, i.e. modern Turkey, already under Persian control, persuades the Athenians to send ships to help in their rebellion. The Athenians' role in the so-called Ionian Revolt is short-lived, but it lasts just long enough for them to take part in the burning of the provincial capital of Lydia, Sardis, and to arouse Darius's anger. When it was reported to Darius in Herodotus's words, it is said that at first he took no account of the Ionians, the Greeks of Asia Minor, since he was sure that they wouldn't go unpunished for their rebellion. He asked, however, who the Athenians were, and after receiving the answer, he called for his bow. This he took, and placing an arrow on it, he shot it into the sky, praying as he sent it up aloft, "O Zeus, grant me vengeance on the Athenians." Then he ordered one of his servants to say to him three times, whenever dinner was set before him, "O master, remember the Athenians." In keeping with his principle of punishing injuries and rewarding services, Darius didn't forget the injury done to him by the Athenians. He launched first one and then another expedition against the mainland of Greece, the second culminating in the Greek victory of Marathon in 490. After his death, then, this cause was inherited by his successor Xerxes, who led a second, larger campaign in person, but only after a lengthy debate, in Herodotus' account, in the Persian court. As with other topics in Persian history, we have no solid basis for testing Herodotus' account. There is no Persian Herodotus against whom to set him. The Persian royal inscriptions, as we've seen, focus on the king's virtues, the principles of his rule, making no reference to the events of the Persian Wars, or indeed any events. We can guess at the king's motives. We can suppose now that he was driven, for example, by the desire to gain a secure foothold on the Mediterranean, or to tidy up the western frontier of his empire. But though these sound like plausible reconstructions, they're only that, without any basis in the surviving evidence.